Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at preppernet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at preppernet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
Good evening, everyone. If you're a prepper, you're in the right place at the right time. This is the Prepping Academy, skirting the globe through miles of fiber optic cable at nearly the speed of light directly to you, with your hosts, Forrest and Kyle. Coming to you from the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, the information you get from the show could save your life. Whether you're a veteran, beginning prepper, or just curious, there is something here meant for you.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Forrest Garf, Forrest with the Prepping Academy. I don't have Kyle across from me tonight. It's just me. Can you believe that? Kyle has to work this evening. Oh my goodness. So it's me by myself. Got a friend coming in later. Got some people calling in. So we'll manage through this. Hey, if this is the first time you're listening to us, hey, thanks. You can find us at preppingacademy.com, preppingacademy.com. If you're over at Blog Talk Radio, all you need to do is jump over to prepperbroadcasting.com. We have an interactive chat room. People are in there chatting now, and you can listen to us over there. If you're listening to this via podcast, hey, we thank you. We are live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And usually it's myself and my co-host, Kyle. And Kyle is not here. It is just myself. But we got family and friends calling in, so it should be good. People are asking, okay, usually we go into a conspiracy theory of the night. Maybe someone in the chat room can bring up a conspiracy theory, and then I can just make fun of you guys, I guess, because there's no Kyle to make fun of. So, but yeah, we usually do. Kyle has a weird conspiracy theory. He's like Alex Jones' brother, and they talk weekly, I know, but at least. So anyway, some of the topics we want to cover tonight is Kyle and I were going to talk about looting. So we're going to talk about looting, how to stop it, and how to, I guess. And we're gonna do a conflicted card. We're gonna let people respond to that. I got a friend Travis is gonna possibly make it here a little bit later in the studio. And then we have an interactive chat room right now that people are telling me their conspiracy theories. Oh, one conspiracy theory is, why is Kyle missing in action? Actually, if y'all remember, he got this new job and the boss promised him, oh, you never have to work on Friday nights. It's the first Friday night. He's working. So we, either he's working or the government came and got him. I don't know. It's probably the government. I mean, let's be real. Who works in retail on Friday nights? Seriously. So we may need to call for help, for backup. Okay, so a lot of things going on. I've had a good week. Last weekend, I was up in Greensboro, North Carolina, where we had a prepper show. I spoke on survival groups. And then after I spoke, we had Jane Austen was up via Skype. We had probably the most active booth there for the Carolina Preppers Network. And I'm going to go in a little bit tonight about exactly what the Carolina Preppers Network is and what it's all about. And maybe how we can help you where you are currently. If you're not in a group. So we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. But yeah, we were up in Greensboro, and it was a good time, a lot of people. And it's good when you just get out, and literally everyone I saw, I mean, when you go to these prepper groups, these expos, they're all preppers. And that's just, I mean, you can literally stop and talk to anyone about prepping. And that is some of the coolest stuff right there. And we had a really good time. There's the next one, I think, is in July in Raleigh. And there's another one in July as well in Columbia, South Carolina. Until then, no more traveling. So with that said, one thing I'm going to do is let's talk about our sponsors. Our sponsors are really important. I never really spend a lot of time about them on the radio show, and I'm not going to tonight. Yeah, I think, you know, just do the normal ad. But one of our podcasts we talked about, it was Survival 401k. His name is Ross. Ross started Survival 401k. And what it is where you can take your IRA or 401k money and actually buy prepping supplies. He shows you how to set it up. And then once it's set up, you actually manage it. And you can buy gold, silver, ammo, food, property without any penalties whatsoever. He can be found at survival401k.com. His name is Ross. Tell him, you know, we sent you from here from the Prepping Academy. That's survival401k.com. So I'm going to open up some questions here just to take a few before I go into the Carolina Prepper Network and kind of I want to explain that to you and a little bit how maybe what we've created in the Carolinas. I want you to have an understanding of that and then maybe how we can help you in whatever state you're in. So I'm going to see if there's any questions in the chat room. And if there is, we're going to take some of them. Maybe I should let them know that we are we're going to take questions. So I'll get started in the Carolina Prepper Network. So 4 years ago, I started a meetup, and it was to meet other like-minded people like myself. The first meeting, I believe we had six. Since that meeting, we have over 4,100 people in the Carolinas that are members of the Carolina Preppers Network. We're currently in 11 cities. So we have a leader in each city that either organizes the meeting or instructs, has some kind of lesson that they would lead. But in a sense, they kind of lead the city and, you know, each month, make sure, you know, people are invited and that there's an instructor. And so we've been doing that for some time now. And it's really kind of blown me away at how successful it's been. And all I've really done is kind of push people to do what they love anyway. So I'm not really a mastermind, I wouldn't say. But again, we are in 11 cities. That means I got 11 leaders leading meetups. Some meetups, some cities are very active. Our Asheville meeting, they have at least two meetings a week at least. And then some of them are not so active. They have one a month and, you know, have 30, 40, 50, 60 people that show up. Then we have a network, so we have also a website. It's called Carolina Preppers with an S network.com. It's a brand new website we're rolling out, and that's kind of to organize everyone in the Carolinas of one place where you can get the information. Each city has a meetup. Each city has a Facebook And we also have a forum that all cities can participate in. So if you're in the Carolinas, go find the closest city, join, you know, the meetup, join the Facebook, join the forum. And, you know, it's just a way to connect with people in your own neighborhood that are preppers. Another thing we have is that we've released is a Carolina Preppers app. And this app is for emergencies only. What I would send out if something would affect a community, let's say the Greensboro area, I can send a message out to just the people within the Greensboro area, and they would get an alert on their phone, much like a, almost like a weather alert that you would get, or you know, something that you, I mean, you had to approve the alerts, but then I can send it to all people within the Carolina Preppers Network. All that information is on the CarolinaPreppersNetwork.com website. But so over the last few years, a lot of people have asked me, Forrest, can you help me in Georgia? Could you help me in Florida? Could you help me in whatever city? And, you know, we are in the process of possibly doing that. So if you want some help, just reach out. Go to our website, hit the contact page, send us a message. We are thinking about expanding, but we're trying to figure out how to do it. Because this is kind of a for love, not for money kind of job at this point. So that's what the Carolina Preppers Network. I mean, we have shirts, we have hats for sale. We have an app. I mean, it's kind of cool. And we're going to have our annual meeting this September, where we're inviting everyone from all the cities to come and meet. We're going to have our annual meeting at Prepper Camp in September. And we're hoping to have, you know, 400 or 500 people there from the Carolina Preppers Network. If so, that would be pretty awesome. That's our goal. We'll see if that happens. So let's see what they're talking about in the chat room. Again, this is a different type of show tonight, just because my co-host, he's going to be punished somehow. He kind of stood me up tonight. He's not going to be in here. So looking in the chat room, there's a lot of chatting going on, of course. But can I start one in Michigan? Absolutely, you can start one in Michigan. I can help you. I send you all my resources. I currently been doing this for free. My team is telling me to try to find a way to charge for it, and not sure if there is a way, but if there is a way, we'll. But you, Michigan, in the chat room, just send me a message on our website, and you know we can start the chat. So anyway, people are talking about Prepper Camp. People are talking about money. Oh yeah. Joe says it's $1 trillion to help, I guess. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to do it. Like I said, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to read some of the responses. So I'm going to ask the question, and a little bit later, we'll look in the chat room and see how people responded on this. But it says, this is a conflicted card, and I expect people in the chat room to respond to it. And then I will read some of maybe the best answer to it. What event or series of events will lead to the end of the world as we know it, in your opinion? Okay, so what event will lead to a, end of the world event? So that is the question for people in the chat room. I'll pick one and we'll send them a free prize. How's that sound? Tack Bar is one of our sponsors, and I will send them some dry Tack Bar bags that you can put anything you want to keep dry in. So once you're the winner, then I'm going to need you to send me your address so I can get that sent to you. So in the meantime, like Michigan, they want to start one there in Michigan. It's simple. It's not rocket science. I'm not a genius. I just really just started this for having a love for teaching and a love of helping others. And so so we can help you. Well, at least we can try. We can give you some information and get started. So also, we're going to take some callers later as well. Is CPN Asheville in there? Okay, I've asked some of these guys in the chat room to be on the show with me. They don't have time to be on the show, but they have time to be in the chat room. That is just awesome. So I put the number in the chat room. Our number, if you're listening live right now, is 347-202-0228. Let me give that again. 347-202-0228. Once you dial in, you have to press 1, and then the producer of the Prepper Broadcasting Network, which is G-Man, will let me know, and then we'll take a question or a comment. And if I hate doing that. That's kind of scary. You guys treat me right on these questions and comments. I hope G-Man has like a kill switch or something. But but again, the number is 347-202-0228. And then once you get in, press 1. So G-Man will know that you're in there. So some of the responses we have. And then I'll pick what I think, I don't know, pandemic, EMP, something bad happening. Oh, I like that. Humans, World War III, the Rapture. Let's see, what else? Physical attack to the 9 key transfer sites. So another an attack on our power grid, on conflict in North Korea, economic collapse. Pre-trib, post. Oh, so we're getting all kinds of answers. So I'm going to randomly pick one here in a little bit. Matter of fact, let's just do it. One of these guys that answered, won't you call in? Oh, super volcano. And then you explain your answer, and then we will give you a prize. So, and the number is 347-202-0228. So, G-Man, let me know how many thousands of people were in there. Liberals started buying guns. Yep. So, anybody see the news lately? Anybody worried about North Korea? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we should be telling the Chinese government we got nukes. No, it wasn't the Chinese government. It was, I forgot what government it was. We may nuke them. That's just wrong. Oh, no. So, G-Man, just put the number in there. Sweet. Press 1 to enter the queue. So, it's 347-202-0228. I know I've given it out many times. People are making fun of me. So, and the question, conflicted card question was, your opinion, what was going to cause the end of the world as we know it? And, of course, my answer would be more of a slow economic collapse. So who wrote economic collapse? I only see one in there, which is ClearSight. So if ClearSight could go, how can we do this? How can I make sure? They can private message me their address and their name and address, and I will send ClearSight some Tac Bar dry bags. So. So anyway, hey, we got Joe, we got Asheville. I got a lot of my leaders from the different cities are in the chat room. And again, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, go right now to prepperbroadcasting.com, jump in our chat room. If you don't, you're missing a lot of stuff. So, okay, the next thing I want to talk about, I talked a little bit about CPN and about how I started it and where it is today. Next thing I want to talk about is, I taught a class 2 weeks ago on radio communications. radio. We never really talk about a lot about technology because Kyle never. Kyle, I don't even know if he has ham radios. Does this sound like a monotone? I think it's just because I'm by myself. A monotone. But anyway, hey, communications are very important. Everyone has the Belfang radio. It's a little ham radio, costs $32 on Amazon. That's not the only device you need. I know a lot of preppers will go out and buy the Belfang, which, of course, you need to learn how to use it. Everyone has these Belfangs. They don't even know how to use it. I mean, it's like useless if you don't know how to use it. If the grid goes down and you don't know how to use it, it is a brick. You just give it to someone else because you're not going to be able to use it. But with this, we started, you know, our what we call the CPN nets, where in each city we're trying to get people on their ham radio to communicate with each other. And then we also have one where everyone in the Carolinas through a either they have an HF radio or they have a single sideband short wave radio and they could listen. But and that's what I was getting to. Everyone needs a short wave radio. You just got to have one so you can listen to communications from around the world. Not just your ham radio, your little Belfang, but you got to have a shortwave radio. And the one you need to buy, you don't have to, but is one of my favorites and a lot of people's favorites is a Sony. I got one in my hand right now. The model number on this is a, let me read it to you, is a SW7600GR. This is a great little shortwave radio. You can listen to ham, HF. You can listen to radio stations around the world. It is kind of pricey. I mean, it is $150. But if the grid goes down, communications are out, and you want to pick up, you know, BBC or stations across the around the world, and just know that there's life out there, then you can. I mean, and how encouraging would that be to be hiding from everyone, but yet be able to listen to people from around the world? So you got to get one. You've got to have a shortwave radio. You've got to, and you got to have your little Belfang radios as well. So, oh, the model number again. Of course, I wrapped it back up in the beautiful case. Oh, I saw the video on how to open up Velcro where you no one can hear it. Works pretty cool. So I'm going to open this up. Has Velcro. This is normal. I guess everybody heard that. This is how to open up Velcro, and you can't hear the Velcro open up. Okay, you ready? Ah! No, you didn't hear that, did you? So it's an old joke I heard everyone say it was on YouTube. Anyway, the model number is SW7600GR. It's a Sony SW7600GR. And it is a sweet little radio. Comes with a little radio, it comes with an antenna, of course, like the little telescopic antenna, but it also has one that clips onto that, and you can spread out about 10 feet. So you could, you know, put it up in, you know, high in a tree or top of your house. Joe Face put it in the chat room. ICF-SW7600GR. It does have single sideband, yes. So yes, it's a great little shortwave radio. And so the chat room is pretty active tonight. So, and my man Travis is not here yet. So they're telling, and if you're in the chat room, they're telling where you can buy it and got links to it, which is sweet. Appreciate that, guys. But you got to have comms. You got to have local comms. And you got to have comms you can listen like the shortwave radio. But here's the thing, and I know I'm going to get beef from this, and that's fine. The other night when I taught this, I really ticked a couple people off, and that's fine. That's the way, that's just the way it is. But listen, there are many things that are important when it comes to comms. And not everyone needs to be a ham expert. That's like in your group, not everyone needs to be a doctor. That would be unbelievable if everyone in your group was a doctor and no one knew how to shoot a gun. Or if everyone in your group knew how to shoot a gun, but none of them, you didn't have any medical or ham people or, you know, radio people. So you've got to, everyone, it's just like any other skill. You've got to spend enough time to learn it. The ham radio is going to take a little bit more time than learning how to freeze-dried food. It's just going to take more time. But it's no more important than food, water, and a few other. I mean, you've got to put it in perspective. And very few people do that. A lot of people, when they get into ham, they are nothing but ham nerds. So anyway, you just got to put it in, write down 10 skills you want to have, and ham should be one of the 10. Just know it's going to take a little bit more time than other skills. And that's just because there's a learning curve. You know, I raised rabbits. It wasn't a big learning curve. It really wasn't. Had a guy train me, I wouldn't say I'm a master within a week, but gosh, I knew pretty much everything to do within a week. And talking to the gentleman that was teaching me. It will take weeks. You will need to get your ham license. I have my technician's license. I need to go to the next step for sure. But just keep it in perspective. That's all I say. Because if you can't provide food or find food or grow food, you're going to be dying while you're talking on the radio. So anyway, someone's walking in my front door right now. Hey, leave that open. So anyway, we are getting ready to take a commercial break. And if G-Man's ready in the studio, G-Man we'll be right back after these few commercials.
Hey, let's take a quick break.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Time for the ATN Report with Bob Hawkins.
Hey, Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net here.
And I'm nurse practitioner Amy Alton, and we're here to get you medically prepared.
A lot can happen in the uncertain future, natural disasters, epidemics, terror events, but we're here with medical kits and supplies that will help make you a medical asset in times of trouble.
From first aid kits for the trail to complete family medical survival kits, we've got an entire line to help you deal with injuries and illnesses in any scenario. Compare our kits to others, and you'll agree that only our kits are assembled to work best when help is not on the way.
So get a quality kit from a doctor and nurse practitioner and not some mass-produced knockoff. Often imitated, never equaled.
That's store.doomandbloom.net, store.doomandbloom.net.
And hey, get the essential guide for when medical help is not on the way, the Survival Medicine Handbook, 3rd edition. Find it and the all-you-need-to-know Zika Virus Handbook on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, Earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Hey, want to get the best deals possible on preparedness items locally and online? Check out the American Preppers Network Buyers Club membership, APN Gold. APN Gold members get exclusive benefits, including access to discounts and specials to the best preparedness stores on the web. Save big by getting APN Gold today, online at apngold.com or dial 1234-JOIN-APN. That's 1234-JOIN-APN or apngold.com.
Back to the show, The Prepping Academy with Forrest and Kyle.
And with Forrest and Kyle. And with Forrest tonight. Hey, guys. Forrest with The Prepping Academy. Hey, thanks for joining us. A little awkward tonight because my co-host decided to... He had to work at the very last minute. But that's okay. We're going to manage. I got a friend coming over. He's on his way right now. He's been a long-time prepper, a good friend of mine. He's going to... We'll talk all things prepping. We're talking about comms a little bit. But anyway, I got another commercial quickly for you. It's Retreat Realty. Retreat Realty is run by a guy named John Haynes. He's out of Black Mountain, North Carolina. He, all your retreat needs in the Carolinas, in the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, he can help you, and Georgia. He knows what you're looking for. He can keep everything discreet. He understands preppers, and he has some properties of his own that is listed on his website at retreatrealty.com. His name is John Haynes. Just tell him you heard this from the Prepping Academy. Good friend, been a good friend of ours for years. John Haynes at retreatrealty.com. Or if you got something for sale or you're just looking, give him a call. And you can find out his number at Retreat Realty. I actually don't have his number in front of me. But anyway, goodness gracious, how many? Three, okay. So we were just talking about communications. Comms are important, but keep in perspective of other things, food, water, shelter, guns, gardening, just keep it there. So, you know, I was looking back at how many years we've been on this show, less than one. But I was looking at some of the shows, and gosh, we've covered a ton of different things. And I'm not saying we're getting better, but gosh, we've covered a lot of stuff. And Kyle and I were talking the other night, like, what do we cover next? And so we were going to cover looting tonight. And of course, I was thinking when I said looting about how to keep people from looting my stuff. Well, Kyle was talking about looting other people's stuff. So I can't wait for that. I can't wait. You know, Kyle is crazy. So anyway, we will cover that next week. Actually, next week, I believe, let me look at the calendar. Nope. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Rick Austin from runs Prepper Camp. He also has the book, The Secret Garden, I believe it is. But Rick's a good friend, and we're going to have him on. We're going to talk about his new book. And so anyway, it seems that we actually have a caller. If G-Man can bring that caller online, that would be great. G-Man, you there?
No, this is Tex Prep.
Hey, man, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in. You doing well?
I'm doing well. I was just calling in about what you talked about earlier, the scenario, or what you think would be the end of the world as you know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think that with the contention or the tension and everything that's going on all over the globe, I think it's going to be World War III. I think it's going to start in North Korea, and I think that there's going to be an exchange eventually. It'll probably start small with North Korea versus South Korea, and then, of course, our troops are over there, so it'll just snowball after that, I'm thinking.
So you think it's going to be like a – you really think that North Korea is going to, like, accidentally shoot, like, a missile over to South Korea, and that's going to start it, or you think it's just – because just building, you know, it seems like it's always – something's always got to happen, but it seems like there has to be an accident or an incident or something intentional for to start, though, right?
I mean, yeah, I think that we've – I mean, you've got our president just sent – you know, we've got two battle groups over there now, and he's been building forces, which was what makes me think that it's – something's kind of changed a little bit. I see the North Korea leader as being somebody who really will be crazy enough to push the button, if you know what I mean. And I think that that if he does do that, obviously we're not going to just sit there and take it because, I mean, the North Korea has a massive army, and if they decide they want to push into South Korea, the only way I think that our forces would stand a chance is if they actually use a tactical nuke to stop North Korea from coming across, you know what I'm saying, just to try and save them from being wiped out. So I mean, that's just my opinion, but if they did that, then that would give China and other places to be, look what the U.S. did, and then they would you know, in quote-unquote self-defense, maybe push the button themselves. So that's why I was saying a full nuclear exchange might happen, like a domino effect, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's scary, isn't it? Do you think, I mean, North Korea currently has two satellites to go over that the United States, or actually the entire world. Do you believe that they actually have an EMP capabilities that are launched in them satellites? Do you think that's possible at all?
I do. I'm not sure. I think it's possible. If they had it, though, I don't know if they would have used it by now. You know what I mean? Because hasn't that satellite flown over us a couple times now already?
Oh yeah. It's every day. I mean, it's kind of interesting. Like 95% of all satellites go, you know, with the spin, the rotation of the Earth. But these two satellites that they have up actually go, in a sense, a 9-degree angle, where it goes, you know, north and south instead of east to west or west to east. And so it's kind of interesting. But, you know, people believe that they have the capabilities, and a lot of people, you know, kind of just say, well, there's no radio signals coming from the satellites. Therefore, they're dead and they're just dummies. But, I mean, if you can put a satellite up in the air, then, I mean, you got nukes. It just seems to me that there's a possibility that you could have something in there. But I don't know.
If there was an exchange between everybody, I think EMPs would be the first thing that would hit. And not just from North Korea, but if, like I said, if China or something like that, or Russia gets involved, they would definitely hit us with EMPs before their nukes hit their targets. At least that's what I think would happen. You know, that's from the research I've done, which isn't a lot. I'm not saying I'm an expert on this by any means, but that's just my theory.
Right. Yep. Well, yeah, I do think that's a problem. And you know what? And I'm not saying that Donald Trump's come to save the world by any means. I'm not a
huge
Donald Trump fan, but you know what? Of all people, I think Donald Trump could also screw it up faster than other people as well, because he lets his mouth talk a little bit sometimes way too much, which kind of bugs me. So that does concern me.
Yeah, and so, that could be another factor that pushes everything over the edge too. So yeah, you're right.
So, sorry, I'm laughing. I just had a guy walk in. Hey, man, where are you from?
Texas, San Antonio.
Oh, awesome. I was in San Antonio.
Where are you?
Lackland Air Force Base when I was in the Air Force. Everybody goes through Lackland.
Oh, that's cool. I was born in Wilford Hall, so.
Oh, really? Okay, awesome. Army brat, maybe. I mean, Air Force or Army? Because isn't there an Army base right there as well?
I think there's one close by. Yeah, I'm Air Force brat. Yeah.
Oh, you are Air Force. Awesome. Hey, I tell you what. If you will go and if you'll hang on, And if G-Man will take your address down, we're going to send you a free gift from TacBar. I have a lot. We have a lot to give away from TacBar. We will send you a free gift for calling in. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
And just stay on the line. And G-Man, if you don't mind, G-Man, I know this is – I told you we were freestyling tonight. If you'll just – if you'll grab his name and address and send that to me, G-Man, we will – I will send him a gift.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your show.
Okay, stay on line. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very special guest. Do you have a code name, by the way?
Tenderfoot.
No, that's
my Appalachian Trail name.
No, I cannot call you Tenderfoot. No, I'm sorry. But we'll call him TF. That is great. Tenderfoot, really?
That was my Appalachian Trail name. They give it to you when you're on the trail and you're stuck with it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Because that could be my name because I can't even walk outside without shoes on.
Yeah.
Because my feet are so tender. Is that the same case for you?
Mine was just flat-footed and got blisters and they just made fun of me from that. So nothing.
Tenderfoot. I don't have a cool name, by the way. So this is Tenderfoot. Tenderfoot and I go to church together. You've been a prepper for years.
Yeah.
Years. I mean, the great thing about you is your family,
yes.
Your wife, your in-laws. I mean, like, everyone is.
Yes.
And the cool, that is a blessing.
Yes.
Because everyone else out here, we totally don't get that.
Yeah.
Because we just don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
We're always fighting with our spouse and no one in the family understands us.
Yeah.
So what got you prepping? This is Tenderfoot again. What got you prepping?
Just is what I've always loved. I was in the military and just grew up. Really being into survival stuff and that just led to I didn't know that was the word
prepping. It was just a way of life.
Right.
Okay.
And everything. So
well, growing up under yes.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Here in North Carolina.
Okay.
Raleigh area.
Oh.
So.
Dude,
yeah. I'm a farming boy. So.
Okay. From Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
In that area. Okay.
Yeah.
So you grew up that way and you thought it was, I was thinking maybe the mountains because I grew up in the mountains. It was a way of life.
Yeah.
I mean, my neighbor two houses down had a spring cellar.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what it was when I was in eighth grade. I mean, I really didn't. I just thought they were poor.
Right.
But come to find out, the skills and they were doing and using are amazing now.
Yeah. And that's just the same thing there. I mean, everybody in my family were farmers and just grew up that way and just learned to live off the land and take care of themselves. So.
Yeah, and so you got on the show tonight because I put a call out for help on the Facebook and your response was, hey, just have me on the show.
Yeah.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
So literally 15 minutes ago, you were helping with a high school graduation, correct?
Yes.
Did they all graduate?
All but two.
All but two. So, so you've been involved with the Carolina Preppers for a while. Your wife is, well, she didn't get involved, but yet she's a prepper.
Right. Yeah.
She has to stay home, take care.
She's stay at home mom. We homeschool and yeah.
So what are you, you and your wife apparently are nuts because you're preppers. So what are you preparing for?
You know, mine's not just like one specific thing. It's just, it just makes sense to prepare for whatever may be. For me and my wife, we have run into situations that we had no control of. And so I realized it's like, you know, we've got to be prepared for that. So everything from the simplest thing of, hey, I may lose my job tomorrow, which happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
To EMP.
Right.
So
and the reason, if you don't mind me sharing, I mean, you've been in the ministry for a long time.
Yeah.
And you could be in the ministry today and not be in the ministry tomorrow.
Correct.
And that's true with a job, but in a ministry, I mean, y'all make a lot of money too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Really?
I don't believe that. No.
Oh, no. Okay. So, so being frugal and maybe growing some of your own food, and it's just, it helps things, right?
It really does. I mean, I'm used to being bivocational and stuff. And so all of these skills, hey, if something happens, if one job doesn't work out, I move to, I literally work with my skills,
mm-hmm.
or I have.
Okay.
So they have provided income as well. So that's kind of unique, but.
Oh yeah. So what kind of things, if you don't own your homestead, we'll yeah. call it a homestead.
Yeah.
I've never been to your house, by the way. But what kind of things do you do?
I call it a tiny stead. Since tiny homes.
Tiny stead.
You got tiny homes? Maybe yeah. tiny stead? Do you think
okay.
that'll work? You think that'll catch
you
on?
You don't have a tiny home, though. It's just a tiny stead.
Well, it okay. depends. Depends on the people in Charlotte.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a tiny home.
Okay. Okay. That's right. You're in the ministry. So what kind of things do you do in your tiny stead?
We raise chickens. We had rabbits. So working on getting mm-hmm. more of those. But gardening, pretty huge garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually work with my neighbors, because where we are, we're on like an old farm plot. And so we kind of just work together and just trading stuff and learning skills from each other actually too. And it's
okay.
just a way of life with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's kind of the short of it. I'm sure I'm probably missing something, but kind of just caught me off guard.
But Do you understand what a blessing it is to have a wife that's on board?
Oh, I know.
I mean,
my
seriously.
Wife's a blessing across the board.
Well, lists don't go. No, I don't
yeah,
know.
No.
I don't know about that. No,
no.
She's going to kill me now.
Yeah.
And even like, I mean, I remember at Prepper Camp.
Yeah.
Your whole family went and your in-laws went.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And they're going this time.
Are you going this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all going okay. together.
Awesome. I just, I'm sure people are thinking, wow, if I could just get a wife, you know. You know, we should start a dating service called PrepperDating.com.
See, I think my tiny homestead would work better. Quicker than that.
Yeah. Well, we may be selling our house, and we're maybe looking for I don't want tiny, though. I want something I can
fit in. Yeah, you do. But
you know what? I need to have Ryan on here one night. Ryan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the tiny house guy.
Yeah, you do.
So, yeah, he would get it. I don't know why I've never asked him to not be on.
You know, my thing is what we did, we just did what we could do. And that's where we are right now. And with plans to get bigger and to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to start somewhere.
Okay.
Or you can keep making excuses and not start anywhere.
Right.
So, and that's where we're at.
So, you know, we all know you're in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in the ministry for years.
Yes.
So there are people out there that go, well, I just can't afford this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford the prep. I'm telling you, you've been in the ministry. There's not many people out there makes less money than you, probably. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
Because I don't know but just being in the ministry itself is just, people don't understand. You just make, if someone does your job in the real world, you're making 70% of what they make.
That's true.
70% at best.
Yeah.
And so, and you still can afford to prep? You still do things?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, do you have ham radios?
We are in the process of getting them.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have things or getting things that people say they don't have enough money to get.
Right.
That's crap, isn't it?
That's right. You got to start somewhere. You got to be taking those steps to
mm-hmm.
go and make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you've really helped, you know, kind of organize me, you know. So
what?
I'm serious. I think we were kind of disorganized a little bit. With how we've done some things. And so I think, you know, you've come along and really help with that.
Wow.
And so,
appreciate
so
you saying
the right
that.
Steps.
Well, we have, you come to any class you can come or training thing, you do come, and which is awesome. I love seeing friends that come, and I've been trying to get friends to teach
yeah.
as well. And so you should think about that.
Yeah.
So matter of fact, Joe from the chat room, he texted me today and said, hey, you should get Travis on the show tonight. He didn't want to come on. He wanted you to come on because he's lazy and got other things to do, I guess.
Good old Joe.
So this is the interactive chat room. This is the first time you've ever been on my podcast.
Yes.
Have you been on one before? Is this you're a podcast virgin?
Well, I've been on TV before.
Dude, this is bigger than TV. What are you comparing this to TV?
Yeah, you know.
No one watches that anymore. But this is so we have an interactive chat room right here that people are in. Then I have a producer here. He talks to me through Skype, and then this is broadcasting live through the computer over here. It tells me how many seconds. So this is the first time you've been in a professional studio.
Yeah,
I mean my office. Same thing, right? First thing you've been to my house.
Well, yes, first time I've been to your house. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we always meet elsewhere.
Yeah, you know, coffee or somewhere in church or somewhere.
Yeah, but we do similar things, but we do it.
Right. From the church, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the church standpoint. And I totally understand this.
Okay. Well, I took a phone call. Oh, yeah. You like that?
Yeah. It's got a lot going on.
Yeah. The chat room is absolutely kicking it. So do you listen to our podcast, by the
way? Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I do.
If I was afraid to answer that, to ask that. No.
Well, as you can tell, because I just rolled up in here, so sometimes my work causes me not to get it live,
uh-huh.
But the great thing is I can always get it later.
Right. Okay.
So I do that. Yes.
That would have been really embarrassing, but I always open myself up for things like that. So.
Yeah. No, man. I'm in.
So what's one of the things you and your wife are working on now? This is we're calling him Tenderfoot.
Yeah.
Tenderfoot.
I should have never said that.
Tenderfoot,
really,
man. This
was the first thing that came to my mind.
This is being broadcast around the world. Just on the internet.
Yeah. Well, we just came back from the mountains, and so I guess the Appalachian Trail was on my mind. So, I like what you did with that one.
Oh yeah.
But what are we in the process of right now? Actually, the ham radios.
Uh-huh.
And
is it because I taught the class? Did you come to the?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
The ham class.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've wanted to do it, but yeah, I mean, even laying out how affordable that
mm-hmm.
is. And,
yeah, it's $32 for a ham radio.
Yeah.
Now, is your wife? Oh, do you not know when Kyle's here, I always have a knife in my hand?
But I'm not Kyle.
I know. It's just like, Kyle's like, I'm afraid, but sorry, I'm waving a knife over here. It's just habit because Kyle, you never know when Kyle may jump me. So I got to be, is your wife interested in getting a ham license? Or just you?
Yeah, I didn't ask her that.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't ask her that.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's into tech like me.
She
wouldn't.
It's an easy class.
Yeah.
It's an easy class. Even your kids can pass it.
Yeah. You know, she might do it just like that. And then
I'm challenging
curriculum.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is a conflicted card. I'm going to ask Tenderfoot. Tenderfoot, dude. Okay, if I've ever given a name, which I don't have one.
But see, that's what they do to you on the Appalachian Trail, man.
I know.
All the names are...
See, in the military, I had a name, but I don't want to repeat it because it's so cheesy.
Yeah.
Because I would fix airplanes in mid-flight with the radios and comms and stuff like that. And the big show was on at the time called MacGyver.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just the cheesiest name, and they call me McGarvin.
McGarvin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's so, that can't be it, no.
Well, I was a corpsman, and I got.
Oh, look, people in the chat room. Joe already typed it because he knew what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't need a nickname. Just call me. But they call me Garvin or McGarvin
yeah.
in the airport.
Well, I mean, I was a corpsman, so I got all kinds of. Any of y'all
any kind
know what a corpsman is? You know the nicknames I got, but. They would call me like Doc Hollywood because I always wanted to go into film.
Okay.
And so that's why I've been on TV
Doc
and film.
Okay.
And so that was a movie that came out at the same time.
Oh, okay. So here's a conflicted card for you, and this is a tough one.
Okay.
And I want to hear your answer. List 5 crimes punishable by death.
Messing with my wife, messing with my daughter, messing with my son.
Okay, that's cheating. That's cheating. They're punishable by death in a grid down situation.
In a grid down?
Mm-hmm. Meaning all heck is broke loose.
Well,
Kyle would say, looking at me, walking by me.
Five. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay, just
five.
Name a couple.
Name a couple.
Messing with your family would be one.
Yeah, I think murder. Okay. I mean, straight up just like malice.
Uh-huh.
Murder. I think arsony. You know, well, maybe not arsony. That's kind of, I don't know. Well, because that could lead to that. So.
Okay. Yeah. I need one more. How about stealing food?
Yeah. I
could
mean,
be.
But death, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I would make them, I would do something else.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, it's so tough.
So tough.
Yeah.
It is. That is a tough question. That's people, when people start thinking about that, that's, you know, matter of fact, a question like that is one that gets people going, gosh, what is a grid down? What, I mean, what's going on? Why would I kill someone?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it gets people thinking for sure.
But I do believe everybody has their day in court, if you will,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So, but then there's some things like Johnny on the spot, you know,
right.
Self-defense.
So, yep. So. Well, that's not, yeah, that's, well, yeah. You shoot me, you die. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think most people are okay with that one.
Yeah.
So, hey, gosh, you came in last minute. Hey,
yeah.
Man, you look so much better than Kyle. hey, Kyle, you are being replaced, dude. But your work schedule's tough, too, because you work a lot hours. But, hey, guys, that is the Prep Academy. I know this was a random, wild, crazy night. We had, callers, conflicted card game. We did a little bit of everything tonight. Listen to one of our podcasts if you don't like this one. But, again, we do this to really – mostly because we think it's fun, not
yeah.
because people like it. Even though our listeners, they're skyrocketing. It's crazy. Hey, but we're live every Friday night on PrepperBroadcasting.com. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you can't catch us live, you probably listen to us via – podcast anyway on iTunes. We're in Google Play now. That was hard to figure out, but we're in all them places now. So we are streamed worldwide. We're big time.
Awesome.
Not really.
And I'm a part of it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And now Travis is your debut. You're American hero now, former Army. So
maybe.
And you would not be in the Navy. I knew you were in the Navy. Why did I say Army? Why? I mean, them Navy boys, gosh, I see why you're named Tenderfoot now. So, guys, hey, join us next week, Friday night, Prepper Broadcasting. Hey, hit our website, preppingacademy.com. Send us an email, preppingacademy.com, and we will chat with you guys next week. Thanks a lot, Travis, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to The Prepping Academy with your hosts, Forrest and Kyle, live on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Prepper Broadcast Network at PrepperBroadcasting.com. We'll catch you next time on The Prepping Academy.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.